It's the first and the last of your days flying past.
The Jukebox of Americana now airing Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m.
What a beautiful.
I'd like to let you know you're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM. We're on the web at WCUW.org here 24-7 all year long. Yeah, I'm Troy here with the Jukebox on Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m. And then when we have the opportunity, we love to bring some folks in that you might like to hear what they're up to these days and where they're gigging and all that kind of thing. And today we're honored to have James Keyes in the seat here. How you doing, James?
Morning, Troy. How's it going?
It's going great. So, James, what you up to these days?
Oh, so many things. I just put out a new record, which is, I think, why I've been invited over. The new record is called New Frequency Response, and just dropped this morning. I've been working on it forever, and it's finally live everywhere today.
Today?
Today. This is it. You get the exclusive. It came out like four hours ago.
That's amazing. So do you want any back end, or shall we just jump into a track, and then we can talk about it after?
Oh, let's just jump in.
Take a number, take a piece, take a page of history. Take a shock line, walk through a minefield kind of spring. Spend the year in the eye of a mind-divided man. She's the ether, she's the fire, I'm just a man. Sucking diesel, burning asphalt, man. If you can't get what you want, do the best you can. Come closer, closer to me. Do I have to prove myself again to you? We got nothing to lose and nothing to prove, nowhere to go. Turn and steal the eyes from your head. Build a house of tea to keep out what's been said. You can drag your shadow with you or leave it behind. Take one last look back, chuck your boots on the power lines. Sometimes it takes a match, not the sun. I've said before, you're the only one. We got nothing to prove, nowhere to go, and nothing to do. Still got this burden inside.
There we are, the first track from James Keyes. Tell us the title, what we just heard, who's, where you made it, who's on it.
So much. Let's see. So the name of the record is New Frequency Response, and that was the second track off the record called Ether. And that was myself and Gracie Day joined me on the vocals. You heard her singing harmonies on the choruses there. I thought her voice was the perfect vehicle to lift that song just a little bit higher and bring it to that those peaks that I like to hear. So yeah, that was the two of us, and I recorded the whole record in my barn. I went out, and it was during the quarantine time when there was no live music, there was no anything, and so we're all. I speak for all musicians right now, saying we're all sitting around wondering what to do. Did a couple of live things over Facebook, and those were fun for a minute. But, you know, you just kind of buckle down and start writing because you got nothing else to do. And I came up with all these different tracks.
I didn't realize that the album was actually dropping today.
Oh, yeah.
And we have James Keyes here in the studios of WCUW sharing the music. And you did all those tracks. That's all you. I mean, it's... You did all them.
Yeah, for the most part, I did the drums, the bass, guitar, singing. I did everything, and then there's a few different spots where I wanted to get some other people involved, play some instruments that I don't know how to play.
Right.
So that was a couple of singers. I got Gracie in. Caribou DC sang with me on one of the songs. I think the tune we're going to play next, this gentleman, Chris Barrett from the Kingsley Flood, played trumpet, which was, wow. I did all this remotely, so I sent all of the rough drafts of the tracks after I recorded, you know, most of it, and sent it out to people that I thought would, you know, bring something else to it, bring a little bit more life, bring another angle, whatever, to the track. And I didn't send anybody anything very specific. When I work with other musicians, I want to hear what they have to bring to the table. I don't give a lot of guidance. I don't do sheet music or say you got to do this kind of thing.
Right.
I want to see what they come up with. I pick people because they've got a unique musicality of themselves, and I want to bring a little bit of that into my music. So this next track is called Run Rabbit Run, and this features Chris Barrett on trumpet.
All right, just give me half a second here to find it.
And oh, sure.
Off we go.
And then I'll just preface it. This is one I made a video for a little while ago, maybe last week.
Okay.
Not too long ago. But all this stuff you can find, all streaming everywhere. And then you can see particularly this video, the Run Rabbit Run video, on my YouTube page.
Right. Off we go. Running.
Thank you. did I return the next day? Her hair told the story, but hell has no fury. Her bite is as fierce as her love. She'll make you her plaything, alone on the floor. But this isn't dancing, not anymore. She'll sink her teeth in, but you always knew it would end this way.
You better run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run. Run, she's coming for you.
Simply gorgeous. James Keyes, brand new from the New Frequency Response, Run, Rabbit Run. And
thank you, Troy.
My gosh. You're just sitting there in your bar, and this stuff just sort of spills out of you. But spills out first, because there's a lot going on there. That didn't all happen in just one setting. I don't know. You know, how does it happen? What's that process for you?
It's a long process. This record could have come out a couple of years ago. I worked very slow. Yeah. I didn't work on any kind of timeline, and I didn't have a band, and there was nobody telling me that it needed to come out at any point. So I probably took a little longer than I should have.
You took the amount of time it needed.
I think
that,
I did.
But two tracks in, and I'm like blown away here.
Oh, thank you. that particular track, a bit of a double entendre. I was watching. That's our cat Paris, who has since passed. But she was a hunter, she's the fiercest creature I have ever met. Mm-hmm. But she would snuggle, too. She'd find you on the couch and just bury in and demand cuddle time.
Right.
But during the day, she would prowl around, and she's brought back hundreds of little gifts that she would drop on our doorstep, avid hunter. And so I wrote that one while I was just playing around on acoustic guitar out on the porch one day, just watching her hunt chipmunks and hunt rabbits and hunt everything. And so I just sort of started penning it, and I was writing the tune as I was watching her prowl around looking to bring death to small creatures everywhere.
Well, I have to say, now this is one I hope you'll turn into a video.
Which?
Run, Rabbit, Run.
I have turned it into a video.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
That's the one that's up there.
That's one, and I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Oh, you know, no.
It's I did the video.
Does it have a cat running?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't want you to be that obvious. It's just it's a little secret between you, me, and the listeners about what that one's about. But you wouldn't necessarily pick that up from the lyrics. I didn't try to be too obvious about it, but it was an ode to Paris.
Sure. Well, this demonstrates that I told you, you know, when I come into these, I like to come in as if I don't know anything.
Coming in cold, huh?
Coming in cold. Let it flow. And thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you get a chance, you check it out. So I did the video. Yeah. It was all I had a surgery in August, and so I had a little bit of downtime where I wasn't doing much of anything except lying on my back. And I got turned on to this AI art. I don't know if it's a program or an app or what you call these things. But I started doing little doodles with the AI. So you can text in. You just write whatever you picture in your imagination, and you text it to the machine, and it'll spit you out a picture loosely based on what you've written. And so I thought, oh, that was cool. What are the applications? What can I do with this? Uh-huh. And then so I made the Run Rabbit Run video based on all those little AI stills that I made. Sure. And kind of wove them together and created a little scene, little narrative there. Uh-huh. So it's a fun video.
Excellent. Well, we'll be seeing that today for sure a little bit later on. But right now we have you in studio. We have your new release up on screen, a new frequency response.
Yes, sir.
What next can we take from this 10-track release?
Oh, let's see. Let's do... So I made kind of a rock record, so I'm coming in and I don't want to blow it out too much here. Let's
this is a track. The rocker, the better.
All right, let's do a track called Sixth Sense. Uh-huh. This is one loosely based on breathing techniques. The Sixth Sense is about waking up one day and having a brand new sixth sense, but not knowing what it is. You just discover that you've got this new power, whatever it might be, but you haven't developed it yet. It's a little weird. You don't know that it's coming. You don't understand what's going on. Uh-huh. It's just there, and you got to kind of now deal with this new facet of your being. And this was a cool video. Bruce Nelson made the video for this track.
Okay.
So you can find that on my YouTube page and also Bruce's page. It's Nelson Pink, I believe, is his handle on YouTube. But if you search for Sixth Sense, you'll find a very cool psychedelic video that Bruce made for this track.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You have to hold your breath for that last little bit.
That's right.
James Keys in studio. We're sampling his new release, New Frequency Response. That wants me to ask you your roots. You know, you've been, I'm guessing you're from Worcester County area.
Mm. Okay. Lately.
All right.
Or long enoughly.
All right. We'll go with that. But musically.
I migrated here from Quincy once upon a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you brought with you a kind of a rock sense. What was your music that that you carried in?
Well, what brought me to Worcester in the first place, I was in a band. I was fronting a band, but the two guys that were in it were bums. You know, we'd played around a bit. We'd done a few tours, but I wanted to make records and go play places and make it bigger, and they didn't want to do much of anything. And then we just happened to play with a group called the Numbskulls out from Worcester here. Right. And then, long story short, I ended up being in the Numbskulls, and I remember playing a couple of parties in this very room that were a bit riotous and probably the station manager shouldn't have known about.
Right.
But that's what got me out this way initially. And the solo thing that I've been doing, put out my first solo record in 2010, and I just had a bunch of quiet songs, and you were very helpful and supportive of that. Thank you. The first record I did was called Ruminations.
Right.
And that came about, I had all these different quiet acoustic songs that didn't really work with the format that the Numbskulls were working in. And so I just decided to put out a quiet solo acoustic CD. And then from there, it's gone, and I've explored different things. And this record, it's a bit more of a rock record than I've done previously, which were more acoustic things. But since I didn't have to play acoustic, I just thought I'd throw in everything I could find into this record. So just sort of out in the barn alone thinking, you know, what would make this song cool? What would make this unexpected, you know, since I didn't have to just perform it as an acoustic thing.
Right.
So I just threw the whole kitchen sink in, and this is the record that came out that way.
I'm telling you, this is, I'm liking all of it
Thank
so
you.
Far, so... Find me one here that's going to disappoint me. I don't know.
How can we bum you out, Troy? Now, let's do, we'll do Bones Make the Blood.
Okay.
And this is a song, this was, have you ever heard the quote by the Renaissance sculptor Michelangelo? I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set her free, or him free.
I've heard that, yes.
So that was an interesting way that he would look at just a giant chunk of stone and know that within that big block, within that just big rectangle of marble,
right,
that this beautiful thing was there. And so that got me thinking, well, what if the angel didn't want to be released? What if the angel was perfectly happy being in a block of stone and all of a sudden gets brought to life or carved out by this egomaniac artist, human? And then from the artist's point of view, he's working, he thinks, towards, you know, achieving some great thing, speaking to God or whatever. You have to be kind of crazy to assume that you can do things like that. And then from the angel's point of view, he didn't want to. He looked around and saw humanity and wanted nothing to do with it. He goes, I'm semi-divine. I don't want a thing to do with you little rats. Put me back in the stone. Leave me alone. And so, Bones Make the Blood is just sort of based on that. It's a story about the sculptor and his creation and how they don't agree with each other, but they both agree to the same higher purpose, which is what they have in common, but not much else. And then I got to the end of this, and Mr. Jonas Sachs, added some cello to this that just otherworldly. He sent that cello track back, and I just thought it was amazing.
James Keys.
I can say this because I didn't play any of these tracks. People would send me their parts back, and I would just marvel at what musicians could come up with. So, Bones Make the Blood.
In a dream I had a vision and heard a voice that spoke to me. Dreams are ever fleeting, so now it's just eternally. I see the angel in the stone and call.
place on but a golem, imprisoned in this earthen shell. These creatures bear false witness, they worship gods of earthly wealth. I've been in this storm too long to want to see what's gonna see. I don't judge myself.
James Keys, I'm just so glad that you set that song up for us. Wow.
Thank you.
Bones make the blood.
Yeah.
From your new frequency response release. Wow, it's just, keep going.
Well, thank you.
My gosh.
Let's do New Maze. New Maze is a pandemic response. It might be a little bit cliche at this point, but I think everybody was writing music that was informed by being isolated or being just watching everything unfold, right, and going, what is this craziness? So that's what New Maze is about. Every day you wake up and what you thought was there is now just a brand new maze of things to sort out. And joining me on this one is Cara Brindisi.
Here we go.
Don't give away voices, call it free. That
Yes, composition titled New Maze from James Key's New Frequency Response.
I've heard these songs a million times now, going over them so many. They sound great here in the studio.
Yeah.
Thumping through those speakers there, man, that sounds pretty good.
Thank you. This is a real... I'm just totally honored, of course, that you're here. And
thank you for inviting me.
Yes, great respect for your work. And I know you're playing around quite a bit, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Come see me. It's a grand old time. I do a lot of just acoustic stuff when I play out. So sure. You won't be hearing the songs like this anytime soon. But you'll definitely get good acoustic renditions of things.
Right. And well, that you know how to do ever so well.
That's right.
James Key is again in the studio here with us. Just totally honored that this album is just coming out today and we're getting to share it with you folks right here. James, you're going to let me put this interview chat with all the songs up on our website as a part of our interview series?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, please.
All right. Well, look forward to that. You get to hear it all again.
I'll sign all the waivers.
All right. Thank you for that. So what's up next from this release?
So we'll play track 9, which is called Old Soul.
All right. Andy set up or just let it go?
Yeah, this is the first song that ended up being made for this album. I didn't know it at the time. I was just writing. And then all the other ones came in quick succession. Mm-hmm. But Old Soul, I came up with this one. I had just bought a new guitar, and I wanted to see what that guitar sounded like. And this is the song that sprang from the brand new Taylor that I got 2 years ago. And then joining me on this track, I had the acoustic version down, just sort of a strummy Dylan kind of version of it. Mm-hmm. And then Penelope Conley came over. We've been writing together since high school, since we were about 14 years old.
Okay.
First band together. And then, life takes you in your different paths. But she came over one day, and I played her the track, and I said, I don't really know where to go with this. It sounds pretty good, I think, but it needs something. And she came up with that lead guitar line, like, just pulled it right out of thin air, like always. I was super impressed by the musicality there. And that's her playing the lead line right at the opening of the track.
All right. Well, let me tell people they're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM right there on the web at WCUW.org. Just say hooray and don't define it. Old Soul with us here from the New Frequency Response release, James Key's brand new album. It's just out today. And, you know, each track is just like fresher than the last track. I don't know. It's almost like you moved into another room with another set of instruments. Just, I don't know.
You bring
such a freshness to each piece here. It's amazing.
Thank you. Turn around in the opposite direction and change hats. I don't like albums that sound the same from one end to the other. I think they get a little boring. You know, if you've got one sound and you follow it through every song, it's not as exciting as it could be.
Well, this is very exciting album.
Try to change up the tune on each one.
Right.
I remember I brought that into the studio, and I wanted the vocals to kind of echo out in a particular way. Right. And so I said, you know, kind of like Paperback Writer on the Beatles. And the producer's like, I hate the Beatles. Oh, come on, man.
I have to tell you, I sense just a tiny, tiny touch of some Tull in there toward the end of that.
Jethro Tull?
Yeah.
I haven't had flute on any records yet.
No, it's just the tone, the kind of the tone of spacing and the flow of the rhythm.
That's, hey, whatever. Each person can hear a different thing, I think, in all of this.
Uniquely yours.
I hope so. Jesus. Yeah. I'd hate to get the cease and desist. Or worse, the publishing company come after me. Be like, no. You're going to owe us some money, son.
No worry there. Well, hopefully they're going to be coming after you wanting to sign and maybe do something with this.
I'm not holding my breath, but I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, sure.
After a while, you get... I don't want to say jaded, but you get a little tired of chasing, you know, the business or any of that stuff. And you just let it all go and you say, I don't care. I just want to make some art that I'm happy with.
Artist, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if, I mean, obviously I want as many people as possible to listen to this record, but if they don't or whatever, I just wanted to make songs that I think that's what every artist should do, but I just wanted to make songs that I would be happy with and that I could listen to and say,
Well, this is your,
I thought that was pretty good.
This is, this is a slices of your life over the past, 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Working on this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You probably yet have another couple, three kicking around in the head that would be added on later, perhaps.
Yeah, they're continuous. Every time you get into it, you say, this is it. This is going to be the last one. I'm out of ideas. I got nothing else to say.
Right.
And then after the record comes out, you get a little downtime, and then all of a sudden you get that itch again, and then you can't stop. And here I am.
Well, we have just a fine body of work here to be sampling you with presently, and we've not done all of that yet with this album. We still got about, if you don't, I think we at least fit two more in for sure.
All right, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's we'll play the last one off the record. This is a track called "Way Down Below," and this one is sort of a sea chanty, pirate themed allegory with Amy Levine on fiddle, or Amy Yasir, I think. She just got married. Amy used to be in a group from Worcester called the Great Whiskey Rebellion. Familiar?
Yes.
And so I always wanted to have her on one of my tracks. If I ever wrote a song where I needed fiddle, I wanted to work with Amy. And then she's since moved out to California. So I wrote her and I said, hey, would you be interested in doing a track? I think it's right up your alley. Because it was. So I sent her the music, and she sent the fiddle part right back. And the producer, Spike Katz at Mobile Mic Recording Studios in Providence, layered it all together for me, and it came out like this.
We're felt a breeze in 29 days. Threw the Jonah over, we watched him as he drowned. Now I feel our fate is to follow him. Between us, set the devil in the deep blue sea. Second mate, strike the bell, and what will be, will be.
New Frequency Response from James Key's brand new album. We've sampled through. I think we've only got about two tracks left on here that we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to play the whole thing.
If you don't mind. Well, can we get it in? We've got 10 minutes.
Yeah, we could do it. Let's do Best Life is when you're... I work with a young girl. She's 20, 21. Uh-huh. And she says this a lot, so I didn't know the phrase until she says it. But she's always like, hey, look at this person on TikTok. They're living their best life.
Okay.
So a lot of the filter of the modern world is just through what we see on our phones. And you look at the big air quotes, influencers, and everybody on social media is plugging something, and everybody's got an angle, and everybody's just shining up real well for the cameras.
Right.
And so this is about that. It's called Best Life. This is just me being a sardonic jerk.
All right.
check out my website for what's happening next. Like, subscribe, hit the bell below, leave some comments. Watch me on my live feed, sign up for my Patreon account, watch my new TikTok dance, and Alexa shuffle songs by James Keys.
Alexi, Shuffle Songs by James Keys. That's that. You just nailed that. You got one more track on this release, and actually we're going to have to cut it short before we will open our show next week with it, 6:40.
All right.
This is the opening track to the album.
Saved it for last.
All right.
All right. Thanks for having me, Troy. So, yeah, the record, New Frequency Response, is available everywhere right now. If you're on Spotify or Apple or YouTube or wherever you go to get music, go to Bandcamp and actually buy it, will you?
Thanks. There you go, yes. Thanks for coming in, James.
Thank you, Troy.
Now the nation draws the bottom line, all the black and the red. And I've been working towards the wrong way. Burning both ends, and I've been drinking from the wrong well. Laid a thousand on heaving. I should be living from the ground up. It's time to change what I mean.
Put you on the spot, James Keys. We have about 20 seconds. I want to hear that story about this song. Tell us, share it.
Really?
Yeah, that lyric.
Oh, it came to me. The I am become. I had never heard anybody phrase it like that before. It's usually I have become.
Yeah.
But it was Robert Oppenheimer quoting an ancient Indian text, where he was talking about the creation of the atomic bomb, where he said, "I am become death," and that's that lyric there kind of got me going for the rest of this song.
Wow. And it's the opening track to this amazing release. Once again, I'm sorry I had to drag you on because you shared that. And I said, we got to share that because up next on your community radio station, WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM on the web at WCUW.org is Democracy Now!, which is, you know, shedding light on what's really going on out in the world.
It's the first and the last of your day.
The Jukebox of Americana now airing Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m.
What a beautiful